This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Question and answer of the week
from the BBC.
大家好，我是杨丽，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学节目《你问我答》。每期节目，我们都会从大量的来信或录音中挑选一个最有代表性的问题予以解答，有英语学习方面的，也有英国文化习俗方面的。今天我们回答来自山东的 April 提出的一个礼仪问题，请听她的录音。
My name is April. I'm from Shandong province, and I have a question. I want to know something about the table manners in the UK.
谢谢 April. 餐桌礼仪，这的确是不同国家有不同规矩呀。要做到入乡随俗的第一步呢，就是先要了解一些英国人在就餐时的基本做法和礼貌。就此，我请我的英国同事 Callum 给我们介绍一下餐桌礼仪。先从餐具开始，中国人吃饭嘛，离不开筷子 chopsticks， 而英国人呢，基本上都用刀叉和勺子。餐具的统称就是 cutlery，cutlery。设想一种家庭聚餐吧，典型的三道菜将包括 an appetizer。开胃菜 ，a main 主菜，还有甜点 ，a dessert。那么，如何使用刀叉勺呢 ？Let's hear what Callum has to say.
Normally, you should hold the knife firmly in your right hand, with the handle tucked into your palm. Your thumb should be on one side of the handle, and your index finger along the top. Remember, you must never eat off a knife.
Callum 说呀，一般应该右手持刀，要握紧，刀把放在手掌中间，你的拇指要放在刀柄的内侧，食指放在刀背处。记住，你绝对不能用刀子把食物送到嘴里。如果说右手拿刀子的话，那么一定是左手拿叉子了。
Yes, when we use a fork together with a knife or spoon, the fork should be held in the left hand in much the same way as the knife, with the prongs facing downwards. But sometimes people only use a fork. In that case, you should hold the fork in the right hand with the prongs facing upwards.
如果和刀子或勺子一起使用的话，那么应该左手握叉。方法嘛，和握刀的姿势类似，要让叉齿朝下。但是有时人们只用叉子不用刀，这时呢就要换成右手持叉，叉齿要朝上。刀叉讲完了，接下去是如何用勺子。
Sometimes we have soup as a starter, and we often have desserts to finish off a meal. So we use different spoons for different dishes. Generally speaking, a spoon is held in the right hand, unless you're left-handed.You may notice that British people usually eat food off the side of the spoon. And you must never slurp.
Callum 说，有时英国人以喝汤作为一餐的开始，然后经常以甜点结束。吃不同的东西要用不同的勺子。一般来说，人们都是右手持勺子，除非是左撇子。你可能会注意到，英国人都是从勺子的侧面吃或喝东西。注意，喝东西的时候绝不能出响声。Don't slurp.
There is another mustn't. You must not speak with your mouth full. I've also noticed that in China, it's normal to lower your head to eat rice or drink soup. But we don't do that. We always bring the fork or spoon to the mouth rather than lowering the head towards the food.
还有一个禁忌，就是嘴里有东西的时候不要讲话。Don't speak with your mouth full. Callum 还注意到，许多中国人会低下头去吃米饭或汤，但是英国人不同，他们都会把食物用叉子或勺子送到嘴里。对中国人来说呀，要做到这点，还真需要练一练呢。最后，我们听听就餐期间餐具应该怎么摆布。
Oh, how do you place your cutlery? Between bites, you should rest your knife and fork on the plate.When you finish everything, you place them together in the bottom center of your plate, which indicates that you are done.
如何放置餐具呢？在你还没有吃完饭的时候，可以把刀叉勺搭在盘子的边上。 在你吃完了饭的时候呢，就要把刀叉合并一起，放到盘子的中间靠下的地方，表示你吃完了。好了，我们了解了英国餐桌礼仪中最基本的部分，如何使用刀叉勺和餐桌上的禁忌。谢谢 Callum。 下一次我们将介绍正式餐桌的布局和各种餐具的讲究。谢谢 April 的问题。我们的邮箱是 questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk， 欢迎把你的问题以录音形式发送给我们。谢谢，我是杨丽，我们下次节目再会。
From the BBC